This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is, inside the Library of Congress, an agency called the Congressional Research Service. It provides, according to its website, policy analysis to members of Congress that is authoritative, objective, and nonpartisan. So its report analyzing the Trump tax cuts a year and a half on, the $1.5 trillion deficit finance Trump tax cuts that the White House, the president himself, actually promised would be rocket fuel for the economy, bears a mention. Because the economy is growing at pretty much the same rate it was before the tax cuts, and wages have barely budged. So, what happened? We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to find out.
President Trump said the economy would grow at 4.5% after the tax cuts. It's actually grown at 2.9%, which is still pretty good, but it's nothing new, according to Joel Slimrod, an economics professor at the University of Michigan.
It has been doing well since the tax cut. It was doing well for several years before the tax cut.
Most of us are paying a little bit less in taxes, but Howard Gleckman at the Tax Policy Center in D.C. says the real winners are corporations. They saw their tax rate cut almost in half. He says companies were all of a sudden sitting on piles of cash.
They looked around to see what they could do with it, whether they could make productive investments in workers or productive investments in new capital, new equipment, and they decided they actually couldn't. So what did they do with the money? They just gave it to the shareholders.
And not to their workers. The president said wages would grow substantially and fast as a result of the tax cuts, but we're not seeing that. What we are seeing is companies buying their stocks back from shareholders. So if you have stock in your portfolio, you're a little bit richer. David Gamage teaches tax law at Indiana University.
Anyone who has a substantial stock market investment portfolio has seen that portfolio probably having done better than it would have absent the legislation.
Howard Gleckman at the Tax Policy Center says we also need to keep in mind that the Trump tax cuts didn't happen in a vacuum.
It may be that there were some economic benefits of this tax cut, but they were washed out by the economic downturns as a result of, for example, President Trump's trade policy.
He says the tariffs on goods being paid by American consumers are basically equal to the amount of the tax cuts in the 2017 legislation. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.